Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
Hello and welcome to the Financial Flight Plan. I'm your host today, Mark Killian, alongside your investor coach and certified financial planners, Tim Estes and Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services here in the Metroplex. If you'd like to talk with Tim and Bree, give them a call, 817-444-8402. You can check them out online as well at estesfinancial.net, Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Today's topic of conversation, guys, unasked financial questions. Lots of people have questions about retirement, but most people should be asking other questions that they don't even really know to ask. So let's break down some of these quote-unquote unasked questions in the financial world. We'll start off today with, how much are my tax-deferred savings going to cost me in taxes?
This is a really good question. Many people haven't considered the fact that only a portion of their money that they saved actually is theirs. Some of it belongs to Uncle Sam. Any qualified accounts, you're going to have to pay taxes. It's been tax deferred for so long.
Most people have the three-prong approach, and some only have a two-prong approach. And what do I mean by that? They may have a pension, they have Social Security, and then they have an IRA or 403B or something like that. And depending on if you have pension money or Social Security money, and then you're taking money out of the IRA, depending on how much you're taking out, could conceivably affect you and your taxes. The two biggest things that affect retirees in retirement are inflation and taxes. And with the country having debt of $23 trillion and rising, which way do we think taxes are going to go? So planning for taxes in retirement and knowing how much you're going to probably pay in taxes is probably a good idea. And we have software that we can help people determine how much of their retirement savings are going to go towards taxes.
A lot of what we do is tax planning in retirement.
Yeah, and these questions are important questions to ask because we don't often think about them, you know, and as Tim mentioned, a lot of things do belong to Uncle Sam, and we have to consider these options when they come up. So how about how much can I withdraw from my savings each year?
Oh, this is one of my favorite questions. What we do at Estes Financial is we run scenarios to determine how much someone can safely withdraw from their savings and from their investments each year without running out of money. Run Monte Carlo simulations and projections to give them the probability of how successful they're going to be. And that number, surprising most people, is sometimes bigger than what they expect. And that's one of my favorite things to do when I'm able to tell them that, no, you can actually take more in retirement than you think you can.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, that makes my day.
The basic rule of thumb in the financial planning industry is somewhere between 4 to 5%. Some people think it should be lower. It should be around 3%. But I have found that if you are invested prudently with a good mix of equities and fixed income, 4 to 5% is probably a pretty safe zone of how much you could take out. So an example would be if you have $1 million in your IRA, you probably don't want to take out any more than $40,000 to $50,000 a year from that account, and you should stand a pretty good chance of never outliving your money. That's the big thing. You don't want to take out so much that you end up running out of money before you run out of your lifetime. So a good rule of thumb, and it's not true in all cases, but a good rule of thumb is between 4 and 5%.
But the big thing on that is make sure you're prudently investing with a good mix of different asset classes in there.
Absolutely.
Because if you're just sitting in cash and you're withdrawing 4 to 5%, you're definitely going to outlive your income.
Yeah, you're going not keeping up with inflation, you're going backwards, lots of no-nos there. So you want to make sure that's a good point there. Make sure that you're keeping up with the current inflation rates as well as pulling the right amount for you. Well, we're talking about unasked questions, financial questions, if you will, here today on the Financial Flight Plan with Tim and Bree of Estes Financial Services. Guys, what about, should I still have life insurance when I'm retired? I think people get really confused about that.
Well, that's a case-by-case basis, and I'll tell you what I have found a lot of times is especially when I'm working with someone that has a pension. I have one client that was a government employee, and he retired. Even if he were to pass away, the most his wife would get would be half of his pension. Well, it's a nice pension right now, but that means her cost of living drops precipitously if he were to pass away. So what we did is we got an insurance policy for him that if he were to die before she did, then she'd be made whole, essentially. The insurance would make sure that she didn't lose her quality of life, because the worst thing you want is at 80, 85 years of age, your quality of life to drop precipitously because one spouse died. And so it's a case-by-case basis, but life insurance does serve a purpose.
Life insurance is a tool.
It's a useful tool as well, and it's not what people think it is. It's not like necessarily our father's life insurance, if you will, like the old car commercial used to be, not our father's Oldsmobile. Life insurance has certainly changed a lot, so it's always a good idea to make sure that you're, you know, talking with your advisor and working with them to get the right plan in place, all assets. There's so many different things to think about in retirement planning, but we want to make sure that we're taking care of everything, having those conversations with our advisor so that we are properly weighted the correct way. Let's jump over to the topic of Medicare. That pops up a lot. So what kind of medical coverage would I need over and above Medicare? Often an unasked question.
Very much so. Medicare doesn't cover everything. There's a lot of people that think Medicare covers everything, and it doesn't. So we have to take a look at healthcare planning in retirement. And one of the big things Medicare doesn't cover is long-term care. And that's one of Tim's and my big sticking points, and something we worry about quite a bit, is long-term care coverage for individuals in this country.
There are Medicare supplements out there. A lot of people may be able to carry their health insurance into retirement and keep it where it becomes a supplement. Medicare would become the primary payer for your medical, and then your health insurance you had from a former employer becomes secondary, or we look at a Medicare supplement policy so that it fills in the gaps and the holes where Medicare does not cover. And Bree made an excellent point. Long-term care is not covered by Medicare. You know, the average cost today for a long-term care situation or a nursing home situation just in the state of Texas is averaging pretty close to $72,000 a year. So think about your budget and having to take $72,000 out of your budget and see how well the other person in your family, your spouse, would be able to live. So I think it's a topic that everybody needs to take a look at, and that's long-term care insurance and how they're going to deal with a long-term care situation.
Well, you know, Bree, you mentioned the long-term care. Obviously, we have to more and more fund these things nowadays. So planning is certainly an important piece, because I'm not sure the exact numbers, but I think it's something like 2 out of every 3 people end up needing some sort of long-term care or some sort of assistance. And so you certainly want to make sure that you're planning, because Medicare does not cover everything, as you brought up. Our final unasked question, guys, here on the financial flight plan for today is, you know, how much am I really paying in fees and commissions? A lot of times, you know, people ask that question, but I don't know that they really dive into it as much as they should.
Oh, that's, I've got a funny story on that. There was a friend of my wife's that she was talking about her financial guy and how wonderful he was. And my wife goes, well, how much does he charge you? Oh, he doesn't charge me anything. And she's going, you mean to tell me that he's taking you to these fancy lunches at the country club, and he's doing all this just out of the goodness of his heart? You're in fantasy land. He's charging you something. She goes, well, I don't know. And she thought it was all free. And I'm going, that's a big problem. You need to know where your money is and where it's going and what you're spending it on. We're very upfront when we disclose to our clients or our potential clients exactly how much they're paying, how we get paid, and we make sure that they understand the value that they get for the fees that we collect.
And it's a question that some people are afraid to ask sometimes, but it is very, very important, because you can whittle down your account sometimes. I know I've seen it with banks specifically. I whittled down my account balance in fees and charges.
Yeah, and we always want to make sure that we understand not only what we're invested in, but what we're paying for the investments, and really the value that we're receiving for the services that we're getting. I think a lot of times, you know, we all know that there's no such thing as a free lunch. There's always going to be some sort of fee or commission, but really, is the value for what you're getting, you know, equal to the level of service that you're getting? So I think that's a good train of thought to kind of keep in mind when we're talking about the fees and commissions. Well, this week, you know, if you find yourself with some unasked questions or some questions that you'd like to get answered, maybe ones we didn't think of or didn't talk about here today on the podcast, and you'd like to get some information or get some answers to those questions, well, reach out to Tim Estes and Bree Reyes at Estes Financial Services here in the Metroplex, 817-444-8402, 817-444-8402. They are your investor coaches and certified financial planners at Estes Financial Services. You can check them out online at estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net. You can also check them out on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And guys, thank you so much for being on the Financial Flight Plan again this week. We appreciate your time.
And thank you. And for everyone out there, go out and lead an abundant life.
And check out more episodes and past podcasts of the Financial Flight Plan on iTunes.
Securities offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Estes Financial Services, Inc., which is not affiliated with Triad Advisors.